It's 5:30 in Los Angeles. It's 7:30 in Chicago. And it's 8:30 in New York City. Hello, everybody. Mad Dog DeCipio, joined as I am each and every week by the mouth of the South herself, Amelia, the Pitbull Chapman. How you guys doing tonight, Amelia?
How you doing good. How are you? You
staying out of trouble?
Yeah, trying to today anyway.
You're lying. You're in big trouble this week. We're going to talk about it, too. We are joined tonight by a couple of new guests, and we are actually on their show tonight, and they are on our show tonight. We're doing something tonight called a simulcast. We're broadcasting across platforms. These are my new friends. They are called First and Last Hit Show. You guys have a podcast that's making a little bit of noise, and by the time I'm done with you, we're going to make a lot of noise. So
we appreciate you for having us on.
You're quite welcome. I'm glad to have you here. This is, I mean, it's really interesting, buddy. This is Mac Dubs and AJ with you, and I'm with you, AJ. Hot damn, baby. How you doing, AJ?
Doing all right.
See, Mac got that. Mac is quick. He got that one right away. AJ had to think about it for a second. A hot minute, right, AJ?
Hot minute.
A hot minute. So, let me tell everybody how this came about. We share a platform here called StreamYard. And StreamYard introduced a little feature recently that I became familiar with called Collab, where you kind of like get to meet other people that are doing similar stuff as you.
Right.
And I reached out to them, and they reached out to me. And I went, all right, well, let's get this shit together then. Long story short, we had to exchange a few... Yeah, what was it, about three or four, Mac, that we had to exchange some back and forth a little bit?
Yeah, it was a couple of conversations that we had going on there.
You guys are very, very, people of very few words. I don't know how you get a podcast on when you don't talk. Just me, I don't shut up, man.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Go ahead, Amelia.
Okay, he doesn't shut up.
Oh, I like that too. Yeah, man.
The motor mouth. let me tell everybody, we are broadcasting right now on 3,426 stations around the world and podcast platforms. We are also on the Armed Forces Radio Network and the BRS Broadband Radio System around the world on 88.7. Now, we are What's the Buzz, America's Best Podcast, and tonight, we're doing something a little different. We're going to have a special episode of Wrestling with the Future. Amelia, yes. We're going to talk some Chris Benoit tonight, your favorite subject.
Whoa.
Absolutely. And I found out these little buggers, they know an old friend of mine from back in the Philly days, Bay Ragney, a.k.a. Chubby Dudley, is in the house. So let's talk a little bit about how you guys find yourself into the podcast market.
So, I started back in 2014. Mm-hmm. Back in 2014. Started doing the show. Went through a couple of guests, and I was like, man, I really like doing this. And continue on from there. And I've had other co-hosts that come and go, but... I think AJ's, like his name, AJ's with you. He stuck by me, so he's here
to
stay.
Well, I'll tell you what, God bless AJ because, I mean, bless his heart. He don't say much, this boy. He really don't. And that's what you want, especially with a guy like me, because I don't shut up. And everybody who watches this show knows... The biggest emails we get, are, Dear Amelia, can you shove a sock in Mad Dog's mouth? Because he never shuts. Well, you got to understand
something. I'm like this the whole time.
My background, I was a rock and roll DJ on the radio. And podcasting is just an extension of radio. That's what we're doing. Okay. And my voice has been like this since I was 17. I got my first job on radio when I was 17. Yeah, and I had to lie about my age to get it, too. But I've been doing it for a long time. You know, I was doing podcasts before there were podcasts. So, but we're going to have fun tonight. We're going to talk a little bit about conspiracy, a little wrestling. We're going to talk about some government crazy. We're going to talk about the crazy Joe Biden for a little bit. We'll talk about whatever strikes our fancy. But I think we can talk a little bit about what you guys think.
You know? Sounds great. I mean, in Mad Dog, no, I mean, contrary to what you may see right now, when it comes to our show, I'm actually more of the talker, and Mac Dubs is usually.
You are?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and dear Jesus.
It all depends on the subject.
I got you. You know what, Mac? I have to tell you something, Mac. I'm with you on this one. Because I think you and I. Clearly, I think Mac and I are clearly the defined leaders here. I really believe that. And I think AJ and Amelia are kind of like, and we have to just, you know, call a spade here. I think they are the anchor position. They're the anchor position here. And it's all good. But I will tell you that when she gets started, I can't shut her up, but she's very passionate about defending the show. She's very passionate about conspiratorial subjects, and she can't stand Joe Biden. So if you want to get her started, those are the hot button issues right there, brother. Now, one of the things we talked about in our exchanges here, well, I just mentioned it, Chris Benoit. We have done, and you're probably not even going to believe this. Amelia, please tell me if I'm lying. I swear I'm not lying. We have done 7 Chris Benoit shows in the last 6 years. And that is the most, I will tell you what the 2 most requested shows are. Chris Benoit and Who Killed President Kennedy. Those are the 2 most requested shows we get. What happened to Chris Benoit and Who Killed President Kennedy? I'm not even making that up. It's a serious. We're absolutely straight up when we say that. It's a shoot. We have done 7 Chris Benoit shows, and I will tell you, I just told Amelia last night, I'm not even making this up. I told her last night, so we got another bunch of requests to do yet another Chris Benoit show. And I'm not even making this up. So let me ask you guys, from your perspective, what is fascinating to you about the Benoit subject?
Well, me and AJ believe he's innocent.
I believe he's innocent. I also believe he was murdered.
And you know, it's funny you say that because when everything first came out, back in 2007, I bawled my eyes out, and I didn't believe he did it. And when it came out that it was a murder suicide, I actually had blamed Nancy for that. And then, you know, of course, the media will twist and make everything, you know, to fit their standards. So when everything came to light, that's when I, of course, jumped on the bandwagon. And really started to, you know, hammer Benoit and, you know, just really talk nasty about him. But, you know, Mac and I did our own investigations and really started picking the pieces and going through different videos. And to see both sides, I like to keep an open mind. And it was one in particular where he left a voicemail. And in that voicemail, I believe, the murders were taking place at that time.
Brother, I could not agree with you more. In fact, thank you. We have that. I played that on my show.
I believe he was drugged.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mac.
No, I was saying, I believe he was drugged while he was leaving that voicemail.
Well, yeah, if you listen to that voicemail, he sounds like he's barely coherent. He really sounds like drugged. He sounds like it sounds to me like somebody gave him a hot shot. You know what I mean by a hot shot? It's like somebody, you know, shoved them up with like some heroin or whatever, something like that. Some bad shit. That's what it sounds like. Because he sounded like he was tripping something terrible. One of the things that struck us doing the show is that we had a law enforcement officer in our chat room that night. And we went back and forth with him on a couple of things. And what came out was something very interesting is that the police, listen to, I'm not even making this up. You can please check it out if you think I'm kidding. The police don't have to tell you the truth. The police do not have to tell you the truth.
I believe you.
It. You. 100%. I'm serious. Look it up. Google it. Do the police Google this following sentence? Do the police have to exhibit the truth? No. The answer is no. They do not. Yep. And that's the simple truth.
So I think.
What I was going to say is I think part of the problem is a police cover up. I believe it was a county as well as a medical cover up. I think the medical examiner was in on it. I believe the police were in on it. I believe they were paid. I believe they were paid handsomely to turn their heads and walk the other way. And I believe the money came from Stamford, Connecticut. We already know factually beyond dispute that the IP address that changed Chris Benoit's Wikipedia the day before he died to say he was dead. Okay, how do you tell a guy, how do you tell the world the guy is dead the day before he dies? Unless you're the greatest psychic in the world, you don't know what the fuck's going to happen.
Right.
Well, that's what happened. And that IP address came from Stamford, Connecticut, from WWE headquarters. So somebody did not know how to disguise their IP address. People don't understand this as well, guys, and this is the truth. And I want everybody to listen to me here. When you take your computer with you, I don't care if you're registered in Stamford, Connecticut. If you go to California, guess what? Your computer's going to say you're in Connecticut because that's where your IP's registered. You understand that? People don't understand how IP works. That's how IP works. Let me ask you a question about this, Mac. I want to throw this at you here because we're going to talk about a lot of stuff tonight. We're going to be here for a couple hours, so we got plenty to talk about. When you get this information about Benoit, how do you process it? What channels do you use to process this info?
As far as like when we get the info or like how does it process through our mindset or
exactly. Yes. Yeah.
You know, so the first time me and AJ here actually talked about it, there was an interview with his son and his son was talking about it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he believes his father was innocent. He even said it 100 times.
Yeah. David, right? Yeah. David Benoit.
Yep.
And that kid looks just like him, too.
A spitting image. I mean.
Yeah, boy.
You know.
He looks just like him. Amelia, share with AJ and Mac some of your thoughts you had when we did our Benoit show.
Well, I mean, there was a lot of details that they had missed, like the police coming in and out. A lot of the pictures that they had taken were already too clean, and they missed a lot of the trash can had beer in it. And of course we all knew that he was not a beer drinker, he was more of a wine drinker, and they missed a lot of that. And of course Nancy Benoit was involved in something illegal herself, and they missed that as well. And the tape that was inside the trash can, they missed that clue as well.
Yeah. That was the giveaway to me. There are two things that screamed at me. Two things that screamed at me. Number one, all the beer cans and beer bottles in the trash can. Now, everyone says, oh, well, wrestlers are great beer drinkers. Yeah, but Chris Benoit liked wine. And he was he did drink beer on occasion around other wrestlers. But when he was at home, he drank wine. And there was not a wine bottle in there. That was number one. The second thing that screamed at me was how pristine that house was. I showed police photos on the show. You would have thought that a cleaning crew came in and wiped that place from ceiling to floor because there wasn't a speck. I mean, bro, there wasn't a speck. Nowhere to be found. So I don't care what anybody says. You're never going to convince me. You'll never convince me that Chris Benoit killed his wife, his kid, and himself. Because you can hear the kid in the background when Chris is on that tape. And somebody's there with that kid. And it's not Nancy and it's not Chris. There's somebody else there. And I don't know who.
There was a part on one of the recordings. It was actually where he was leaving the voicemail. And You can actually like hear a clicking sound, like somebody was like cocking back a gun or something, and like,
yes,
forcing him to say what he was saying. You can tell he was scared. And just by the way, he was talking.
Being threatened, Mac. I think he was being threatened. I think he was being threatened. Absolutely.
So there's absolutely. Mad Dog, if I may, there's two things I actually want to point out, and I'll address this one first because we're talking about
address whatever you want, my friend, anything you want.
So we're talking about the the voicemail.
Yes, sir.
What caught my attention when we were able to separate and hear the background. The one thing that stuck to my mind was while Chris was leaving the voicemail, you could hear a door shut. When that door shut, you could hear as if somebody was being dragged. Now, that body is too heavy to be was it Daniel's body? And yeah. So of course, and you could hear that this person, whoever it was, he had said something. I don't know if you guys caught it, but it said something as to the effect of, I'm going to blank you. Now, yes. We don't know what that blank is.
We do know. We do know what that is. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you guys were able to catch it. We haven't been able to figure that part out.
The word is, it says, what he said was, and by the way, for the anyone under the age of 18, you might want to leave the room. What he said was, I'm going to fuck you. And I don't think he meant physically fuck. I mean, like, fuck him up is what he meant. And that's the word. We deciphered that. We had somebody check it out, and the word is definitely fuck, for sure.
That's...
So the other thing that really, and I apologize if I seem a little emotional, that hits home for me.
Sure.
Twice. Not once, but twice in that voicemail, you could hear that boy in pain. You could hear it like he was groaning or something.
He absolutely was.
And that hits home for me. And I don't usually talk about it much anymore. I lost my son at a day shy of 3 months. And, you know, of course, he passed from SIDS. But it doesn't matter. When you lose your son, it's going to really – it's something that you can't get over.
Sure.
So absolutely. That alone – really kind of sticks with me.
Yeah.
And I mean, he had to have been a strong, really strong guy to be able to sit there and still continue on with that voicemail.
I'll tell you something, AJ. You just brought a critical point up, a very critical point that people seem to gloss over. It takes a special kind of sick to kill a kid. You have to have absolutely no remorse, no conscience, no heart to kill a kid. By the way, we're going to say hi to Jamisha Green. She says, hey, y'all. I'm guessing she's part of your crew because I don't know.
One of our followers. Yeah.
Hey, follower, how are you? How you doing, kid? Listen, Jamisha, you followed the Benoit case. What are your thoughts? I'd love to have you chime in on this one. Yeah, we talked about that on the show the last time. I have to tell you, it takes a special kind of sickness to kill a kid in front of their parents. Oh, here you go. Kenneth Jarrett is with us. Hey, Kenneth Jarrett Singleton. This is a gentleman been here before. I like having him on the show. September 24, 07, International Law Enforcement Operation Targets, underground manufacturer of anabolic steroids, Operation Raw Deal, nets 124 arrests nationwide. That's absolutely true. Why does that tie into this? Here's why. Everyone, including every talk show and every news program that you turned on during the Chris Benoit days, everyone wanted to jump on the steroid bandwagon. Guess what, folks? There wasn't a single steroid in his system, not a single trace, not even a fragment of a trace evidence in his system. Nothing. Wasn't a steroid to be found. There were steroids in his house, but none in his body. Now, why were they in his house? Amelia and I have a thought as to why. We think he was distributing them for WWE. And I think somebody got wind of it, and I think somebody knew about it, and somebody wanted to shut him up. And his wife was in a lot of trouble with the law. She was running a scam. People don't know about it. It was a Ponzi scheme. You guys know about that? And if you do, please jump in here. Tell me about it.
I didn't know about that one.
Me neither.
Oh, yeah. But man, we uncovered all kinds of stuff. AJ, do you know about that?
I did not, but about the steroids and things like that. The one thing I did want to point out is, and kind of rewind a little bit, is there was no steroids in his system.
Yeah.
I mean, and we know that when you become a big time wrestler, of course, it's, I mean, whether you're currently on it or you've dabbled with it in the past, it's bound to happen. All right. And then to kind of, like I said, backtrack a little bit with Benoit, and we know how much of a family man he was. Mm-hmm. To hear, I mean, and for me and my thoughts, he started off okay in the voicemail, but quickly made a turn. And I'm sorry, but I don't care who you are. If you have a child, you're not going to sit there and continue on with a voicemail while somebody's hurting your child. That just it's like you said, Mad Dog, it's a special type of sickness in order to
even absolutely. Like
so for Benoit to be demonized and condemned for something that if I may speak for all of us, we believe he did not do. For lack of better terms, is a crock of shit. Nobody should be demonized like that or excluded from, pretty much erased from history because of something that nobody has an answer to.
I 1,000% concur with that. 1,000% concur with that. Mac, what are your thoughts here? Kid, you've been kind of quiet here.
I was letting AJ have a spotlight.
You were letting him have in the spotlight? Brother, he was running rampant on your ass.
Yeah, he was.
It's all good. All good.
I mean, I agree with the, you know, I agree 100%. He never had steroids in his body. And the one thing that really, really got to me was the text messages that was sent out at the same time. And the ones that Chavo got with the address to his place and the back door was open. If Chavo knew where he was, Why would Chris Benoit send him a text message?
Well, you know, I have to tell you something about that. Interesting. I'm glad you mentioned Chavo. I mentioned on our show, Amelia will tell you, people say to me, Mad Dog, who do you think killed Chris Benoit? I think Chavo Guerrero had absolute complicity in it. And I'm going to tell you why. He could get into the house without breaking in. All he had to do was knock on the door, open the door. What person will you never suspect? The one closest to him. The one closest. Here's why we believe this to be the case. Number one, we already know that Chris Benoit and Eddie Guerrero had a very intimate relationship that got physical. We already know that. Number two, it's a disgrace upon the Mexican people to bring that. And Amelia's Mexican. She could tell you the history. It's a disgrace upon the Mexican people to bring that out in public. You don't ever air your dirty laundry. That's number two. But the third one, which is my little twisted mind working, is I don't think Chavo knew anything else to do but eliminate what evidence was in front of him. He didn't think long term. He didn't think long term. If you want to get rid of the problem, get rid of the problem in front of you. And that's what he did. But he didn't think about the repercussions that people were going to find out. People were going to put two and two together and come up with four, not seven. It's not rocket fucking science, folks. It's not rocket science. It's simple arithmetic. One and one is always two. Two and two is always four. I don't go down the line because that's you're going to get parallel equations all the way through. Benoit was murdered to shut his mouth. That's why he was killed. We believe he was killed. There's no way. There's absolutely no way that he killed his wife. Would never kill his kid, ever, ever, ever. He would kill his wife before he ever killed his kid. But we already know that that Daniel was the first one to die. We know that. So, Leon Barfield is one of our crew. Leon, how are you, my friend? Chris and Nancy were dealers but didn't use, my opinion at least. You know what, Leon? That opinion, I'm gonna put that one back up. You guys, suck this one in for a little bit. Chris and Nancy were dealers but didn't use. That's Leon's opinion. What do you think? I want AJ, you start first.
No, I think, you know, like I had said before, you know, when you get into that type of business and you start using that type of stuff, when you decide to move away from it and decide you don't want to use it anymore.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, as in anybody's mind, you want to make money. And if you have money, you want to make more money. So you're going to do what is necessary to make money. Do I believe that they were dealers? It makes sense. Do I blame them for doing that? Here's where it's going to kind of make me look bad, but I'm not one to really care. No, I can't blame them. I can't blame them for dealing it, because if somebody's stupid enough to buy it and put that into their body, I am not going to feel bad for making money because of your stupidity.
God bless you. Abso-fucking-lutely, baby. Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm with you. And 1,000%.
Mad Dog, and I also want to throw something else at you. We were talking about Guerreros. It's funny you bring this up. I am a diehard Eddie Guerrero fan. I mean, he's
As are we. Amelia and I both are.
And so I had spoken with somebody, and because we are live on air, I don't want to mention any names, but I talked to this individual, and he's out there. Mm-hmm. So of course I really thought about it, because I keep an open mind, but I also, I didn't, I dismissed it, but I didn't completely dismiss it. And he even said that, you know, what it, did the person in that voicemail have an accent? And I said, yeah, it sounds like it. He said, what if I could tell you, without mentioning any names, look at the Guerrero family. And I said, and of course, immediately my mind jumps to Chavo. And it's like, he says, yeah, but also remember how big the Guerrero name is. You know, just because things look, you know, very nice on the outside, I apologize, I'm getting flustered here. It may not be Chavo, but definitely a Guerrero. And for that person to point out the Guerreros,
yeah,
not only says that he may know something about it, but at the same time, what is going on that we're in 2024? All right, so we are well. I mean, and this happened in 2007.
Yeah.
Why has nobody come forth? You're talking about a big name in the Guerreros.
Yeah.
And of course, what do the Guerreros deal with? What are they a part of?
What you're trying to say is, how did they keep a secret for this long?
Well, how are they shutting people up?
I'm going to tell you. And I'm going to use the moon landing as an example. Okay? We all know now in 2024 that the moon landings were faked in a studio in 1969. We know that factually because we got photos, film, locations, dates, names, places, and photographic evidence that's indisputable and undeniable because it came from NASA itself. That's number one. How do you keep 70,000 people quiet? Very, very simple. The power of money. Money is an amazing motivating factor. It can either shut you up or get you to talk to where you don't shut up. Okay? The answer is simple. How did they keep the secret for this long? Money. Who's got that kind of money, AJ? Who's got that kind of money, Mac? Who's got it?
Yeah.
Connecticut. Yeah. Vinnie Mac.
Vince McMahon.
Okay. Understand something, guys. I've been around this a long time, right? I grew up in the wrestling business. I spent 48 years in the wrestling business, 25 of them as a promoter myself. I've worked for WWF, NWA. I worked for ECW before it was ECW. Okay? I worked for the original National Wrestling Alliance. I knew all the heavy hitters. I knew Lou Thesz. I knew Carl Lauer, Buddy Rogers. I knew Killer Kowalski. I knew all of these guys. Okay? Freddie Blassie. I knew them all. All the heavy hitters in NWA, they all have something in common. They're all old school. What was the main rule of old school? Always kayfabe. Never tell anybody what you're doing. Kayfabe doesn't exist anymore. It does not exist. Kayfabe is dead and gone with the wind. Okay. Why is that important? For a lot of reasons. Some we could get into, some we need a whole nother show to talk about. But one of the things that I learned from being in the wrestling business for almost 50 years, people will always, always, folks, listen to what I'm saying to you. People in the wrestling business, the old school will always keep the secret. The old school will always keep the secret. Okay, that's a truth that's hard to swallow. It's a truth that's hard to deal with. We're still talking about the Benoit case all these years later, some 18 years now, all right? Why? because it's like the Kennedy assassination. It's not going to go away. It's not going to go away. Okay? Let me tell you something. Amelia, tell me if I'm lying. I showed on my program, okay, and 3,400, almost 3,400 podcast platforms and radio outlets around the world saw and heard this, all right? I broadcast the show, and I showed the kill shot that killed John F. Kennedy.
Yes, you did.
From the grassy knoll, from the opposite side of the street. Okay? Not from one camera angle, but from two. Okay? From two camera angles. And you can see the muzzle blast. You can see it. You can see the man holding the rifle. You can see it. Despite the evidence before their eyes, people will still deny that there's anything there. Why? You know why? Because it's easier, my friends, to let it go than to take on a new fight. 60 years later, we're still talking about it. 18 years later, we're still talking about Chris Benoit.
Because it doesn't set right on us wrestling fans who
it, brother, who grew it's up never and... going to set Mac. We could be here 60 years from now, Mac. Guess what? It's never going to set right. John F. Kennedy's death doesn't sit right with me, and I was not a Kennedy fan. Okay, but what didn't sit right with me is. Law enforcement saw it and they went like this. They turned their head. They looked like this. They don't want to see it. They don't want to see it. Despite the fact that it's glaring in your face, like whoop, 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 here I am. You know?
So Mad Dog, I'm sorry, man. Go ahead and then I'll ask you a question. Go ahead.
Oh no, I was just gonna say, so question for Amelia and Mad Dog here.
Yes, sir.
So if the case was brought to justice and he was proven innocent after all these years, would you feel a lot better about it, or would you still have like something like in your heart knowing that, damn, it took 30, 45 years for this case to go on? And
you take it personally.
For the Kennedy case or the Benoit case?
Benoit.
I would feel a lot better because finally somebody, he was brought to justice. Finally, he can rest in peace. And finally, Nancy and his little boy can rest in peace. And then to me, I think he should belong in the Hall of Fame. And I think his name should be put back into everything.
I have a little bit of a different take on that. My take, and I'll tell you what my take is, very simple here. I look at things a little bit more pragmatically, okay? Forget wrestling, forget the Hall of Fame, forget all the bullshit, okay? Let's talk about the humanity, the life here. I feel much better knowing there's closure, good, bad, or indifferent. As long as there's closure, I don't care if someone's innocent, I don't care if someone's guilty. I don't care about anything in between. Is there closure? Can you put a period on the end of the sentence? If you say yes to that, I'm a happy camper. If you say no to that, then let's open another investigation. And we've done it many times on our show. We've done seven. This is number eight now. This is the eighth time we've actually spent almost 45 minutes now talking about Chris Benoit. That's how passionate this subject is. The only thing that's got me more passionate than this is, where is Bigfoot living? I want to know.
I'm right here.
There you go. We have our own Sasquatch with us. God bless them.
The reason why we had changed the topic and talk about the Chris Benoit case was because y'all have done, you know, 7 or 8 episodes of, mm-hmm. about Chris Benoit. Me and AJ have done almost like 15. Almost.
Can I tell you something? You're spending too much time on it, fellas. You're spending way too much time, and I want to tell you what you're doing. Here's what you're doing, and here's what you're not doing. I've been in this a long time. If you don't mind, I want you to learn something from the old man, okay? Number one, never overkill a subject, because there's going to be a time that you can't go back to it. Number one. Number two, you're robbing your audience of really good conversation and topics that are out there, because you're wasting your breath talking about something that's 18 years old and in all probability is never going to change. It's just not, because the people involved are too powerful. They have too much money. They got too much political influence, and they have the resources to make this go away, and it has effectively gone away. You guys are great guys, and the reason I even agreed to do this is because I think you, both of you guys, have a little bit of, you know, your earthiness to them. I call you, you know, people of the earth. You're like you're grounded people, you know, down to earth people. And I like you guys. And I've watched your show before. You don't know, but I trolled you for a little bit. I want to see who I'm giving my airtime to. You know, we are Amelia. I don't know if I tell you yet. We broke 125,000 downloads.
Yes.
Yeah.
Congratulations, guys.
Congratulations.
I'm going to say thank you. Oh, we have, I got to do this tonight too. It's really important because we picked up a couple of stations and another sponsor. Well, I'm going to talk about that in a second. But I want to say thank you to everyone who listens to Spotify. We broke the 8.5 million subscriber mark on Spotify, just Spotify. We have almost 12 million subscribers worldwide. We have almost iHeartRadio. There's like almost 4 million just on iHeart. Between Spotify and iHeart, that's most of our subscribers, to be honest with you. But all of our downloads are on Podbean. 120, I'll tell you right now. I'm going to give you a live up-to-the-minute number right now, guys. Right now. It is, and I'm on Podbean right now. Right now. Our downloads are 127,417 as of 9:13 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's where we are right now. And those are real numbers. Please, ladies and gentlemen, if you doubt it, go there yourself and look. Amelia and I are like open books. We put our shit out there.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody. Oh, and the other thing we want to do is thank our sponsors, who you will hear from right now. Watch this, folks.
Do you have sweaty balls or volleyball netty balls? It's time to make them ready balls. The Manscaped.com Lawnmower 3.0 will do the job and clean your knob with its patented no-nick head, so your head will function as desired. Enter promo code WrestlingFuture for a generous 20% discount. That's enter Wrestling Future for a 20% discount. Manscaped.com and Wrestling with the Future, going balls to the walls with Manscaped.com and the Lawnmower 3.0, your balls will thank you. And so will we.
For expert body work and collision repair, there's only one place in Clementon, New Jersey. It's Bruce's Collision Center at 114 Whitehorse Pike in Clementon, New Jersey. Call Bruce at 856-783-1475. And tell him the Mad Dog sent you from WWTF Radio, global and around the world. What's the Buzz Popcast? Welcome to K-Pop Radio in Seoul, South Korea. Welcome aboard and welcome to the Buzz. What? And we are back with What's the Buzz, America's Best Popcast. Tonight, a very special edition of Wrestling with the Future with AJ. Call him Witcha. Witcha, AJ, Witcha. And Mac Dubs. He's I used to be called the Mac Daddy, but I never dubbed anybody. And Amelia, the God help us all. Amelia, the mouth of the South.
See, he has to pick on me.
How are you, Mel?
Good. Yeah, continue to pick on me.
First of all, I'm very proud of you tonight, Amelia. I have to say that I want to tell the world I'm very proud of Amelia tonight because she did not one time tonight use the F-bomb.
Yeah.
Nope, she didn't drop any F-bombs tonight. Thank you. Thank you, God. Because I probably do enough for everybody. And I probably do. Shout out to my friend. I haven't seen you in a long time, Burr. It's my friend Chubby Dudley. Bay Ragney. Hot damn. I know Bay's going to get a copy of this show somewhere. So take a look at the face. Remember this one, Bay. Ah! That's the last face you saw from me was, anyway, that's what happened when Stevie Richards kicked me in the balls. That happened in Glenside, Pennsylvania. No, true story, too. True story. Stevie Richards was, I'm not even kidding. I'm not even making this up. Stevie Richards was wrestling a guy named Glenn Osborne, Glenn the Beast Osborne, right?
Yep.
He goes to kick Osborne as he's coming out of the ring. Osborne moves, and I'm there with two sodas in my hand, and I got whacked in the McNuggets over here. I got whacked
in my McNuggets. But
yeah, and all I went was Luckily. Being in the business, I know how to take a ball shot. So, anyway, Bay, it's been a long time, kid. A long time. So, I'm going to go over here. Mac, I'm going to bring up on the big camera tonight.
Cool.
What other thing, what besides the wrestling thing, and I'll after when we get off the air, I'll talk a little bit more. What are you guys, what is your favorite go-to subject, you and AJ?
That's a good question.
That's why I asked you, because that's what I do.
We're really an open book. Wrestling, okay. Sports, life.
Okay. I would like to I'm asking that question, AJ, because I know what's coming and you don't. Because what I want to do, in fact, I'm going to bring everybody up on the same camera here. I want to bring you and AJ, Mac. I want to bring you guys on to – I have a series of shows coming up. I think you'd be perfect for it. We are reinvestigating some famous serial killers. Okay?
So we were just speaking about that.
Well, beat you to it, kid. We have done – Amelia, how many serial killer shows?
Oh gosh, quite a few at least.
Probably 10 or so. Would it be out of line to say probably 25 or 30?
Oh yeah, at least that much. I mean, especially okay. Last year.
Because we like that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm reopening the Zodiac case. We're going to reopen the Zodiac, and we're going to reopen the case of a guy named John Wayne Gacy, the killer clown. New evidence has come forward in both of those cases. That's next week. The week after that, I have another case I want you to join us for. We are going to reopen the case of Jack the Ripper. We have 2 days ago, Scotland Yard named who Jack the Ripper is. So we now have a name for Jack the Ripper. But we're going to save it for the show. So no cheating. No cheating, you guys. Don't go on Google and search him out. No cheating.
And
what else you got? Oh, go ahead. You do that with me. Go ahead.
H. Holmes. We're going to be talking about him.
H.H. Holmes, the guy who they thought was Jack the Ripper. Yep. Going to be interesting. Couple of shows we got. So what do you think? Are you up for it?
Oh, yes.
Let's do it.
That was a resounding yes to me. That was easy enough. Hot damn. Here you go. Leon says, good kayfabe example. I've been a fan of Austin Idol for almost 40 years, and I found out his real name. Yeah. Yeah, Austin Idol's one of those guys. He's that, Amelia, he's not far from you in Wesley Chapel.
Yeah.
He's not far from you at all.
No, a lot of the wrestlers like to retire here in Florida.
Yeah, a lot of them do, yeah. You know who else is not far from you? I think is Brutus Beefcake, him and Missy live out there somewhere.
Yeah, Missy Hyatt's not too far from here either.
No, not Missy Hyatt. I'm talking about Missy Beefcake, Brutus's wife.
Yeah.
No, Missy Hyatt's been on the show before. Have you guys ever had Missy on the show?
No.
How would you like to have Missy Hyatt?
That'd be awesome.
That'd be cool. Yeah.
Okay. I'll have Amelia hook her up for you, okay?
I appreciate it.
We have her phone number.
Sure. So, Mandel, go ahead.
I'm going to brag a little bit about our show. Because I think you guys are going to get, we're going to give you what they call in the wrestling business. We're going to give you the rub. Okay. You're going to get the rub here. Okay. You're going to get the Mad Dog rub. I think what we're going to do is I'm going to hook you up with a couple of people I think you'll like a lot. Amelia.
Oh, we appreciate it.
I want you to hook them. I'm going to give you Cowboy Scott Casey.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to give Mac and AJ Cowboy Scott Casey. I'm going to give them Eddie Mansfield. Okay. And I'm going to give them, who else am I going to give them? I'll tell you right now. Let me look into my Rolodex here, fellas.
Missy Hyatt will be good. And maybe Baby Doll.
Yeah, Missy will do Missy. Let's see. Oh, and I'm going to give them Brian Blair. Be Brian Blair. He's in Florida, too. All right, good. Good stuff.
We really appreciate it, guys. I mean, people going out of your way to do this for us is...
Brother, listen, this is what we're supposed to do. See, here's what I don't like, and Amelia will tell you. Here's what I don't like. I don't like these podcasts that think they're the only ones that can do stuff, okay? Because Amelia, we have seen podcasts come and go and come and go, and we're still here. What we do is simple. We share the knowledge. We share the wealth. You know, there are two guys on the air today because I put them there. Five years later, they're still on the air. I call him Benny the Bum, and Dan the Man. Now, Dan the Man used to be my co-host when I did Wrestling with the Future previously. And he got a guy on the show named Benny. Okay, Benny the Scala from Ocala. And Benny Scala and Dan the Man, do a show called Dan and Benny in the Ring. Great wrestling show. 5 years later, they're still on the air. Okay? And that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to like share it around. I've been around a long time, guys. You know, I did my time. I had my fun with the wrestling stuff. I moved past that some years ago, right? So that's what I do. We're gonna share you a little bit of knowledge with you. Let's see who's in here tonight. We got some good stuff for you here. All right.
Jamisha Green, I think she laughed at your commercial that I think is so funny, too.
Who's that, Mel?
Misha, she laughed at your commercial.
Oh, they laughed at my commercial. Did you like that? By the way, if you get a sponsor, I'll cut your commercial for free. I want to bring this up again. I'm going to say congrats. We are a new station. We picked up a new station in Seoul, South Korea. Watch this.
What's the buzz, Popcast? Welcome to K-Pop Radio in Seoul, South Korea. Welcome aboard and welcome to the buzz.
There you go. Seoul, South Korea. When I say we're global, I mean we're global, okay? We are all over the place. I've spent the last hour talking primarily. I want to hear AJ and Mac. I want to hear you guys. I want you to interview us. Here you go. We'll change the I'll bring you guys up on the big camera, so you can interview. Here you go. Interview Amelia. Go ahead. I have to give you an intro befitting your position. Here you go, ladies and gentlemen. This is Mr. MacDub from First and Ten Podcast. Here you go. I'm sorry, first and last hit show. Here you go. Watch. I probably fucked up their name again, folks. Watch this. Okay, that's enough of that. So it's the first and last hit show.
Yep.
I got to come up with a better name for you because you're going to lose people with that. It's too much going on there. I'll come up with a good name for you.
Hey, we'll take it.
I'll come up with a winner for you. Go ahead. For real.
Whatever helps,
that.
For sure.
Whatever helps us out. So my question is to you guys. Well, for Amelia, how long have you been into radio? And what got you into doing podcasting and that kind
it's
of
actually
stuff?
It's actually been 2 years. I actually started off as a guest on Angelo's show. He was looking for someone to be on his show for Juno Hernandez to talk about his life.
That's funny. Career. Tell them that story, Amelia. Tell them that story.
Yeah, to be on the show, and nobody was commenting or anything like that. So, you know what? Fuck it. I'll do it. See, there's my first F word. He didn't think I'd do it, huh?
Mac, I could not get... I'm serious. I could not get anyone to come on and talk honestly about Gino.
Yeah.
Because they didn't want to besmirch his memory, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Amelia is the only person that would come on and talk about Gino.
I said, what the
two
hell?
2 years later, and I still can't get rid of this.
Hey, well, watch it.
And I still can't get rid of this woman.
Watch it. See how he talks? So,
nah, it's all good.
And so I started talking about his memory. We talked about what had happened, the photos he showed, you know.
Yeah.
And then after a while, he said, you know, we're going to do another show. It's a completely different type of show. It's a wrestling show. Would you like to be a guest again? And I said, absolutely. And he had another guest, a co-host at the time. And so they thought, oh, a girl co-host or guest. Mm-hmm. And so after that, he said, you know what? I'm looking for a girl co-host. Would you be interested?
Yeah.
And I said, absolutely. That would be great.
I have to interject in this point. Now, let me tell you something, you guys. I had two co-hosts over the last 5.5 years passed away from the show. My first co-host with Wrestling with the Future, in fact, we just did his memorial show.
Because of
Jeff
him.
The Ref Robinson. Mm-hmm. He died four years ago on leap year. He died watching AEW Revolution, the very first pay-per-view. He passed away that night, and I was heartbroken. I was shocked beyond, I can't even tell you. I almost quit the show. I almost gave the show up. Then I had another co-host that had died from breast cancer. Shirley Bolstock passed away from breast cancer. And that was devastating. And I thought, geez, we can't do this anymore. You know? So Amelia came along. I said, I need a female co-host. I need somebody to balance out my big mouth. And let's do this and let's see how this works. So, and that's where, you know, and she could pick up the rest of it now.
Yeah. And how I got the name Pitbull is that someone had said some horrible things about Angelo. And I said, okay, that's enough. I've had it. You're going to talk about him that way. It's like talking about me that way. So you're going to talk about him that way. You're going to come on my show, on our show, and let's have it out. You're going to talk about him. Okay, let's do it. We're going to go round and round in this ring.
You want to tell him who was talking shit about us?
Why don't you go ahead and tell him?
I'll tell him.
What?
Monty and the Pharaoh were talking shit about us.
And I said, come on. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I said, you're going to talk shit?
And I don't have any problem with Monty and the Pharaoh because, you know, they do their show and we do ours. And I don't do a wrestling show and they do. So, you know.
Yeah. And our little skit made it on their show.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Nice.
Yep.
Anyway, so that's the pit bull.
And I was a little scared at first to be in front of the camera, but Angelo actually, with his help and confidence, I am who I am right now. And thanks to him, I owe everything to him. I owe everything to him.
I was like that my first time when I started doing it by myself. Mm-hmm. The first time, and I had my first guest. I was so excited. I had like written everything down, but like once they got on air and I got on camera and they got on camera, I was just like, hello. He was like, dude, pop a couple of cold ones. I'm going to do the same and let's shoot the shit. And
that's it. Great advice. That's great advice.
I was like, that wasn't I, Angelo, at first.
Yeah. Like that. But don't do it every show because that could get habit forming. So
no, that's only with our good friend Bay Ragney.
Oh, Bay said that? Yeah, but see, but you had to understand something. Bay was a wrestler, so he's used to throwing a couple down, you know?
No.
Everybody just assumes that every wrestler drinks, you know? Most of them do, not all of them.
I had a question for you guys, if you don't mind.
Go ahead, sure.
So before the show, we had asked if we could do the Benoit case, but before that, we had agreed to do the paranormal, and mm-hmm. and it was looking through the you guys' YouTube channel, and here's where I'd like to tie both topics kind of into each other.
Sure.
Well, that I know you guys said we seem like we're down to earth. So before I start with my story, I'd like to get your guys' thoughts. Do you guys believe in the paranormal?
Go ahead, Neil.
Yes, we do, actually. I do. Yes.
More than you know. AJ, more than you know.
That's actually great because I am very much into the paranormal. I've had several experiences of my own, mm-hmm. starting from back when I was 7. And the one thing that really, the one that sticks to me almost the most, other than my first experience, is the whole Chris Benoit thing. I'll never forget it. I sat here and I was, he was at my door, but he was sitting there. And so, and I'm not ashamed to you know, for people to call me a freak or, you know, you crazy because you believe in it. There's non-believers and that's okay. So, but this dream I had walked outside my front door and he was just sitting on my porch. And if anybody knows Benoit, he's very much quiet. He don't like to, you know, really talk about, you know, much. He's just a quiet guy.
Huh?
And so I went over to him, you know, and I sat down and I asked him, I said, what happened? You know, and he gave off, he didn't say anything. He gave off that vibe as if he wanted to talk about it. Like he wanted to get his side out there.
Yep.
And I got the inkling that he was going to say something to me. And it happened to be a ball had gotten knocked into my front yard. And so, of course, you know, being being nice, I went and I threw it back to the kids.
Sure.
And when I came back, he wasn't there.
Yeah.
And so some days or weeks later, however long it was, I had another dream where we were in a field. Chris Benoit sitting in the same position he was on my porch, lost in thought. And that's what I noticed about Benoit is, you know, at least in both dreams, he was very lost in thought and just pondering, and something was really on his mind. And so, I go over and I sat down next to him and said, "Hey, you know, sorry I didn't get a chance to, you know, listen to you and talk to you. I said, I'm free now." And so, again, same demeanor, same type of feeling. And this time, a soccer ball had gotten kicked in, you know, in the way. Mm-hmm. Except this time, I had found myself lost. And on my way back to trying to find Benoit, I came across these two people who would give you directions or do something for you, but they wanted something in return. So instead of telling you, all the money, all the change in my pocket. I did that. I got back to my destination, but again, he wasn't there. And it's just like, that was another type of feeling that I gotten from just him, was that he didn't do it, but at the same time, the feeling I got was he was really guilty.
AJ, do you know what a conduit is?
I've heard of it. And it sounds very familiar, but I don't want to mean that I know something if I...
I'm going to tell you. A conduit is a person who gets messages. Okay? You have to be open to get messages. And so I believe what Benoit was trying to do is give you messages and use you for that purpose. What you guys don't know about me, and when I said, AJ, I know more about the paranormal than I'm even telling you now.
Mm-hmm.
For 50 plus years, I've been a practicing certified psychic medium. That's real. You could check that out too. And I've worked for the government. I've worked for police agencies. I've worked for private individuals. I still do, when someone calls me, I still do readings for them. And I'll always do that if somebody needs help. I was asked to consult on a couple of wrestling cases, and I did. And the information I gave, thankfully, helped the people that needed the help. So, yeah, we believe in the paranormal. We've actually had, let me tell you something, Amelia. Again, you know where
I know where you're going.
You know where I'm going with this. I've called out paranormal investigators to the point where they got up and walked off the show. Bye-bye. I had a psychic medium. I fucked up this girl's head so bad.
Yeah, she
walked off the show. Okay? I'm not lying. The shows, by the way, those shows are still on our YouTube channel. There are 564 YouTube videos right now on my channel. Almost 800 subscribers on our YouTube. Okay. The radio platform that we have has almost 650 shows. Oh, it's 100 more than YouTube, okay? Because we have special shows for our members. We have a members-only platform. It's $2.99 a month. If you want to join, you join and you get stuff that nobody gets. You get private stuff that nobody sees. We've had Academy Award winners on the show, Emmy Award winners. We've had famous, the infamous. We've had Vince Russo. I've had, I've had Vince Russo, Eddie Mansfield, Scott Casey, Dominic DiNucci, Bruno Sammartino. We've had, just like a who's who of Brian Pillman Jr. Name it, we've had him. Whoever you can name somebody, we've probably been here, okay? Edge, Christian. Let me think. Give me a second. Not Jericho. But I would love to have Chris Jericho. We've had Edge, Christian. We've had Moxley, Dean Ambrose when he was Dean Ambrose. I've had like any number of people here. Just, you know, that's just the wrestling stuff. I've had singers, dancers, writers, book authors, comedians, movie directors, movie producers. 2 weeks ago, I had Jerry Lewis's personal manager on the show. Okay. And he's coming back two more times to join me because we're going to do a part two and a part three of his interview. Amelia and I did part one. Rick Sapphire is his name. That's a hell of a guest if I can get him for you. But he only does like, and I'm not to put you guys down, but he only does like bigger shows like ours.
Yeah. You know? We had a show with Eric Redbeard, but they wanted to charge us $3,000. So we said no.
No, I get him for free. We don't pay for guests. I've never, listen to me when I tell you this. I've never paid a guest to be on one time. I'll tell you who it was. You're going to laugh when I tell you. Larry Zbysko. And I know the bastard, okay? I know Larry. All right? He wanted to get paid. I said, I'll give you $100. That's it. That's all I'm giving you. I'm giving you, I said, you know, Larry, you tell the same fucking stories every show you do. You tell the same fucking story. I'm going to give you $100. So shut the fuck up and take your money and go smoke your joint.
Did he give it to him in quarters, in rolls of quarters?
I should have gave it to him in fucking pennies, that bastard. You kidding me?
You should have just gave him 100 packs of crackers or something and sent him on his way.
Larry likes to, you know, when you know where Larry Land is? You know, you ever heard like Tony Schiavone talk about Larry Land? You know what Larry Land is? Smoke his fucking weed. He's a pothead. Oh, Larry's a fucking pothead. He's a 71-year-old pothead. Okay? That's what Larry is. He's a fucking pothead. And I love him. He's a great guy. I love Larry. He's a great fucking guy.
So, I'd like, if you have time, if not, it's okay after the show.
Brother, I got all the time in the world for you guys.
I would like to, you said that you are a practicing psychic, and so I would definitely like to speak with you after the show.
Absolutely.
About some things with that. But my first experience, however, and this is what
I'll tell you one thing right now. Right now, I'll give you a little heads up. There's certain things you need to put out of your mind because they're keeping you up at night. And you know what I'm talking about. There are three issues right now, three important issues that are keeping you up at night, and they're all kind of interconnected. If you don't get rest, if you don't sleep, close your eyes, all this is going to do is manifest itself in the more aggravation and more restless nights and more nights of no answers, okay? So I'll just tell you that much. And I'm not going to tell the public. I'm telling you because you know what I'm talking about. All right. I got some stuff in the chat room here. Leon, who we got? Oh, here you go. Healing Stone Psychic. Yes. Kenneth Jarrett Singleton. Yes. I remember that fraud. Healing Stone Psychic. You demolished, Scipio. Yes. I destroyed them. Mm-hmm. Here you go. Leon, Savannah Paranormal left. Am I lying, folks? That's my audience. My audience is telling you.
Yeah.
they're verifying what mm-hmm. we just said.
Yep.
I could just see Leon was probably pissing his pants laughing when they walked off. That was a great show. That was a great fucking show. So questions for me. Anybody's got questions for me? I began my career. I'll answer the questions you're not even answering.
I've got a question for you.
Go for it.
This may sound like a joke, but I just have to know.
Yes, sir.
Do you see a championship in my future?
A championship, like a wrestling championship?
Not wrestling, but sport. It's sport related.
Okay. I'm seeing two things occurring around you. One is of a fantasy nature. The other is a physical title. My suspicion is that it's not. I'm going to say this. It's physical, but it's not contact, if you know what I mean.
Oh.
I don't feel like this is a contact thing. I'm feeling like it's not football. I can tell you that. It doesn't feel like football. And I think you know what I'm talking about. It's not football.
It is.
Yeah, well, there's not a championship connected to that. What yeah. there is, however, there is a prestige. Hear me out. There is a prestige that will be connected to you, non-physical, an honor of sorts. You will call it a championship, call it an award. You're going to be acknowledged for something that you've done. Okay? I feel like there's some kind of fantasy thing connected to it. But if you're expecting a football championship, no, that's not going to happen. Not that I see anyway. But clearly you're going to be acknowledged for something. But it's not contact. You know, I see sports around you. I see it because I know you're a big jock. There's a big sports feel around you. But I don't feel like that. I don't see you as a physical contact kind of guy, you know? It's interesting. Interesting. But other questions. Ask away. And I'll suck on my water.
I will tell you one thing that I was just sitting at home and he calls me. He says, there's two guys around you. He's just like a tall guy and a short guy. And I hadn't even told him yet because I was about to call him and let him know what's going on because I feel this weird thing. He goes, yeah, but you need to be careful, but, you know, don't worry about because we got rid of him. I said, how in the world did you know that I would see this? And he took care of it right away without me even telling him what was going on. And I felt like all this negative energy, and he just got rid of it like that. And I had just met him. Like, I hadn't even been on his show, like, not even twice yet. And I was like, how in the world did he know this? And he hadn't even known me.
Because that's what I'm supposed to do because I'm a psychic. Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm yeah, doing. I'm saying you hadn't even known you very long, so that was weird.
Though. I can't yeah. shut it off, okay? It's just there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's so
the
weird.
Other thing. I can't turn it off, but I can ignore it for a while. What I want to do, Melia, while we got a couple of minutes here, why don't you tell everybody what we got coming up in the next couple of weeks, and then I'll let AJ and Mac tell everybody what's coming up on their show.
Absolutely. So, April 22nd, of course, we're going to have the Zodiac. We're going to revisit that one.
Yep.
Well, mm-hmm. and John Wayne Gacy, the Killer Clown on the 23rd, which, you know, I'm afraid of clowns, but you're going to do that show anyway.
Yep.
And
We are.
The 24th, the Yorkshire Ripper, England.
Peter Sutcliffe, the Yorkshire Ripper. Yeah. You guys ever heard of him? You guys know who Peter Sutcliffe is?
I've heard stories, but I don't know the full thing.
Well, I'm going to educate. I'm going to, like they say in wrestling, I'm going to smarten you up.
Just that name. Ahead, and then, of course, on the April 29th, the real Jack the Ripper, but we're not going to, like I said, mention his name as of yet.
Nope.
And then on the 30th,
we're not going to tell you that Jack the Ripper is Aaron Kosminski. We're not going to tell you that.
And then to end the month on April the 30th, we're going to talk about H.H. Holmes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. By the way, do you know the connection to H.H. Holmes and professional wrestling?
Triple H.
Exactly. Yep. Triple H almost became a demonic character instead of Hunter Hearst Helmsley. What does Hunter Hearst Helmsley all have in common?
The three H's.
Yeah, but do you know who Hunter Hearst Helmsley was?
I do not.
I'm going to tell you. I'm going to smarten you up, as they say. Listen to this one. The Hunter brothers. The gold business. The Hearst family. Newspaper empire. The Helmsley family. Hotel empire. Hunter Hearst Helmsley. There's your Triple H right there. Wow. They were all wealthy business people, all multi-billionaires. That's why when Triple H came out, he was Hunter Hearst Helmsley, the Connecticut Blue Blood. You know what the Blue Blood means? Wealthy, rich. Because back in the day, you're not going to believe this, but they used to believe that if your blood was blue, you were rich. That's true.
And before Hunter Hearst Helmsley, he went by Jean-Paul Levesque, I believe.
He went by, you ready for this one?
Gentleman.
He went by the name Terra Rising. TerraRising. Terra Rising. If you put that together, it's terrorizing. That's what his name was, terrorizing.
And that was back in WCW.
Yeah, well, that just shows you they didn't know how to use Paul Levesque. Because now he's on the fucking Mount Rushmore of wrestling now. Vince McMahon knew how to promote Paul Levesque. But more importantly, Paul Levesque knew how to promote Paul Levesque. So. Now, that's what I do. I kind of do what Paul does here. I'm going to promote my two boys over here, AJ and Mac. The Mac Daddy. We're going to come up with a name for you, too. Mac Dubs ain't working. We got to come up with something. That's going, you're going to be Mac. You're going to be Mac, but you're not going to be Mac Dubs. You're going to be Mac somebody else.
If you do that, Mad Dog, you're going to confuse all of his doublings.
No, well, trust me. I'll have everybody falling into place. You watch this shit. I'll take care of it. I'll tell you what, before we go, I want you guys to promote yourself, tell everybody what you got coming up, and let me bring you up on the big camera here. So what do you got coming up here, Mac?
Well, we've actually been on a quiet break. Because we coach football, and okay. So we've been focusing on that.
I would love to tell you that your team's going to win a championship, but you're going to get an honorable mention. You're going to be recognized by the league for what you've done. I think, however, that the championship is going to elude you. I think you're going to get edged out. And not by much either, brother. You know, it might be just a scrimmage point, but you're going to get edged out. You know,
it's happened. So
it's happened before to you. You know that. You know.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, just a couple of days ago.
Yeah. Can't make this up, folks. This is what I do. We did not speak. We did not speak. It's what I do. Okay. So, tell everybody what's up. You know what, AJ, I'm going to bring you up too. Since you're on a roll tonight, why don't you tell everybody what you would like to see happen? When you're on like a small break right now. So when you guys come back from break, what kind of shows do you want to hit?
I mean, like Mike said earlier, we're pretty much an open book. You know, we come on usually on Fridays, but usually we try to stick to 8 o'clock. Like I said, with the football season, you know, we kind of make it, you know, 8:30 to work better, manage our schedules.
Well, we're going to talk about that too. I'll take care of yous.
But
I'm going to rearrange your schedules for you too.
What I would like to see is, you know, just kind of anything, you know, have a more steady topic, whether it be like we're talking about, you know, whether it's paranormal, like we're big wrestling fans, sports fans. So, I mean, really, we're open to anything.
Yeah. Good. That's good to know because I got a lot of stuff in mind for you. Okay. Let me tell everybody, you can find us at WWTF Radio. We are Wrestling with the Future. Tonight, a very special edition of Wrestling with the Future. We will be back Monday with What's the Buzz and On the Record. And Monday is a return to the Zodiac, revisiting the Zodiac case and brand new evidence in the case of the elusive Zodiac. Who was the Zodiac? Well, we're going to talk about a guy who says he thinks his father was the Zodiac. Well, wait a minute, not so fast. So that four other guys come forward and say their father was the Zodiac. Well, we're going to sort through the bullshit and see who's telling the truth. That'll be Monday. Tuesday, we're going to talk about John Wayne Gacy, the Killer Clown. And Wednesday, the Yorkshire Stalker, the Ripper, Peter Sutcliffe. And that's next week. The week after that, well, that's a whole nother week we can talk about at the end of next week. So when we see you again on What's the Buzz, America's Best Podcast, it will be Amelia the Pitbull Chapman. It'll be AJ with you, AJ. And it'll be Mac Dubs dubbing the Mac. And I will always be the Mad Dog, Angelo, Mad Dog DeCipio for WWTF Radio and What's the Buzz. Till I see you next time, folks. Have a great weekend. God bless, and we'll see you then. Take care. Bye-bye.